Hey, podcast time. I'm doing this with a microphone so it's more clear. Like, so people talking about, oh, Eminem should have fun with his new album. Every time when a lyricist have fun with their music, you call them trash. We live in an era where people are saying, oh, well, you know what? No, because he's being too good. Come on, bro. You ain't got to be too good. Come on. Jeez. You know you can rap. Jeez. What the fuck that sounds? You know what the fuck that sounds like? It's like someone saying, I know that you're a good shooter and you can't miss, but can you brick a few shots? And we can sit there and call you whack for bricking too many shots? Because remember, before Eminem became super technical, like when he was going through his relapse, he was just saying that he was like really on drugs. He was like, come on, Eminem. And then when he came out with that song, Smack That, fans did not like that shit. It was like, nope. No. What happened to the old Eminem? That fool is being too dumbed down. You fast forward. Come on, man. He used to simplify it. Because Smack That, he glided on that song. You see how, and that was like back in 2007, 2008 when that song came out. And notice how the change is from, damn us, Eminem, that shit is garbage. Like, this is not the same guy that made Infinite, you know, his first album, and even compared them lyrics to Smack That. Fast forward, Gen Z. Oh man, Eminem, come on, bro. Like, make songs like Smack That. Fans are weird. They're weird. Even when it comes to critiques, you got too many pauses. You got too much space in your verses. Drake does that. You don't come at him like that. Like I said, what the fuck are you really critiquing? Because space in rap is very common. And those spaces is for ad-libs. Tech N9ne does that. But see, this is what I don't get about you dumb fans in the underground. Y'all swear up and down that you want artists to be unique and be themselves. But as soon as they do anything that doesn't even remotely sound like, if it's not perfect in your ears, it's a problem. Then y'all motherfuckers want to tell us that, oh, you got these songs, bro. It'd be cool if you had Sugar Free or Snoop Dogg or Currency on there. Okay. So now you have Anodamani and DJ Flip. They got these little beat packs where they have set rappers on there like Currency. And then you got fans getting pissed off. Man, the rap game is cooked, man. They got, come on, bro. Now they got Currency on this fucking fake ass shit. Now, come on, bro. I bought a few fucking, that shit is not fake. I have a song with Pen Asia. Y'all niggas be wanting artists to fucking do, like, make pop songs and have songs that sound industry up and blah, blah, blah. But as soon as we sit there, it's like, what's the difference between me paying cocaine for a fucking feature different from me paying buying a beat pack with a feature on it? Then to make this shit more crazy, y'all want me to do some pop shit, which clearly you don't want me to do, because once my voice even touch a pop beat, no, bro, that shit garbage, bro. That's not your style, bro. That's not your style. But then at the same time, you want me to have pre-choruses and have, like, big artists on there. I'm like, y'all want me to do some pop shit? I'm like, come on, my nigga. So it's like, it gets very stupid to me when fans do shit like that. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, when artists do, when we do have these little fucking features, here you corny underground rappers go, pay for me to give you a feature. At least I promote your songs. No the fuck you don't. You producers don't promote our songs. You rappers don't promote our songs. You're no different. If a producer told me, yo, Mike, like many times, producers, bro, come on, bro. You're so fire. Rap on Mighty Beats, maybe the most generic fucking beats, and I, you know, help them out, and I hop on their song, hop on the beat, make a song to it, upload the fucking song, and guess what the fuck happens? They'll like the shit, but they won't promote it. Rapper, bro, let's do a song together, bro. Come on, bro, underground rapper. Yo, bro, hit me up in the DM. Yo, bro, let's do a song together, bro. Come on, bro. Yeah, bro. Come on, bro. Do the song. I'm promoting it. You're not. So you motherfuckers are no different. You niggas are no different, bro. You're no different. no difference. Missed my damn bus. But it's alright. I'll just fucking do a lift. But you're no different. You're no fucking different. It's like I fucking said before, my guy. I can give a fuck less. But back to the whole Eminem shit. Y'all be wanting rappers to just stop being lyrical, have fun. But if they make fun songs where they just fucking around, you call them you call them ass and say, breaking off top fives like that, and especially if you have them on a high pedestal. Like, shut your asses up. Y'all put these rappers on these high-ass pedestals for being lyrical, then tell them to dumb it down. And if you're an underground rapper, if you even sound like a lyrical rapper, they want you to be super complex. And if you do become super complex, he's got bars, but what is he really saying? Because you're too stupid to understand what the fuck the nigga's talking about. And I get it. You know, some bars go over our heads. They do. You can't just sit there and say that they don't. And then when we dumb it down, where's the metaphors? Where's the punchlines? And keep in fucking mind, my nigga, there's a thing called dancing with the beat. Okay? If the beat is like 80, 90 BPMs, there's only a few fucking syllables you can add to that. You know that, right? Now, 50, 60, 70, you can have fun all day. But these things always want you to step out your comfort zone. It's funny. I always want artists to step out their comfort zone and do something different. What do y'all say? The beat's weird. The flow's weird. But at least he stepped out his comfort zone. So you really don't like when an artist step out their comfort zone. You're just saying it to be saying that. Right, shut your ass up. You don't want underground artists to be innovators. You want them to follow the trends of somebody else when they're underground. You want them to legit just sit there and be clones. Because we're up and down, we hate clones. You hate clones so fucking much. Why are you pushing artists to fucking like everybody else? Why are you sniffing for their fucking influences? Why are you comparing them to other rappers? Why do people on TikTok, and I do this shit too, because fuck it, it's promotion. Y'all want us to sit there and compare ourselves to other fucking rappers. And y'all sit there and say, no, don't do that. People gonna do it any fucking way. You compare me to Currency. So, nigga, it would be right if I bought a Currency feature. Hey, this would be cool if Currency was on it. And then there's a fucking opportunity to do a song with Currency from a DJ Flip or Eno Damani. I buy that fucking feature. No! Why? Shut your ass up. Stop expecting fucking underground rappers to fucking make pop hits. You hear a fucking goddamn beat like the song, I don't give a fuck about you. And the first thing out they fucking face is, the hook is missing pizzazz. You need, and keep in mind, these niggas do not listen to lyrics. They hear the beat and the hook. You do realize I'm criticizing y'all niggas for doing the exact thing that you're critiquing me for, right? You do realize when I say shit like, trust me, I could have went further than that. Didn't have enough fucking, you know, space in the beat to do it. No, I could have said, fuck the fans that hate you for not changing your style up, and then once you change your style up, they still bitch. I was gonna put that in a fucking song, and I had to edit this shit out for time, which you niggas do not understand. I'm flowing perfectly on the beat, and y'all wondering, why come he's not? Because it has to be in time, too. And you know how many fucking punchlines and lyrical miracles I could have fucking did, but I can't because it's not in time with the fucking beat. Because God forbid if I did that. Maybe if you took off a few fucking syllables, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. How do you critique somebody and know what the fuck they're doing, then you tell them to do something, like, for example, when it comes down to spacing. All rappers space. You need to breathe, nigga. But y'all so used to fucking punching in every fucking goddamn bar that is a fucking problem. It's too much spacing. It's too much spacing. It's too much spacing. But I'm like, but Drake, though. But Drake is garbage. Tech 9, though. And you got fans getting mad at Tech 9. Talking about, well, Tech 9, you know when... But I'm finna catch my shit because I gotta go, I gotta blow, I gotta leave. But like I said, bro, it's like y'all sound dumb. Y'all sound real fucking stupid. Y'all try to critique artists, and then the shit don't make no sense. It really doesn't. And it's like, what are you really critiquing? Seriously, what the fuck are you really critiquing? Because even Eminem has pauses. It's just the fucking Stan. Dear Stan, I try to call you, but you ain't. Dear Stan, I try to teach you back, but you ain't called. You know what I mean? You need to pause so you can be able to, you know, not overly rap. And pretty much, you know, not overly rap. You need to have them pauses so you can breathe, you dumbass. But y'all used to punching in every fucking bar and shit that for some reason that when rappers have a pause, it in their minds disrupt the whole song, which really doesn't. You know, you need to, that's what the ad-libs are fucking for. Hell, even your fucking mumble rappers do that shit. Every fucking bar they punch in, they pause for an ad-lib. Hell, even the Migos do that. Those are pauses. Every time when a rapper, like, has an ad-lib, that's a pause. Y'all don't have no issue. But when it's me, oh, you too many pauses. Hell, Nipsey does that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you really critiquing? If every fucking rapper, if these are common things that rappers do, why are you on my nuts about it like it's a problem? Stupid. We just like fast rap. Listen to a fast fucking rapper. Now, y'all sound retarded trying to tell other artists to be like everybody else, but then swear up and down how we want artists to be themselves. Like, shut your ass up. That's the fucking reason why that's the reason why hip hop is fucked up now, bro. I ain't even lying to you. That's why hip hop is fucked up now. Because there's too many fucking. Too many hands in the fishbowl. No one doesn't want you to be your true, authentic, artistic self. They want you to make pop hits. They want you to make music that's similar to what's on the fucking radio. But hate the radio. Like I said in my song, I hate when people say they hate the pop scene, but always want artists to make songs for the mainstream while on the underground. Some shit I said. Even with the hook. The hook is missing. If you had cocaine or sugar-free, do you have sugar-free and cocaine money? Because I would have gladly fucking sent the shit that to him. I did what I had to do. Fuck you. Niggas always want you to make pop hits. You can benefit from that. From what? How you underground making pop hits? And if I do that and go mainstream, I miss the old mic sense. I miss the old mic. It's like y'all motherfuckers literally are programmed to do that. Like, seriously, like, shut the fuck up. It's like a fucking character arc. And this ain't wrestling, nigga. Look at Narcro. Narcro stay true to his fucking sound. No one in town has changed the shit up. The only fans who say they stopped listening to him are people who just got tired of listening to him because he didn't switch up his style. Oh, well, that's his lane. That's what he does. Fans do not respect no one when they're in their lane. If they have their own unique lane, fans just act stupid. Like, seriously, like, when every time. Like, every fucking time, bro. It never fails. It never fucking fails. Like, y'all niggas just like to sit here and act like, tell artists to go, oh, here's my list.